right, we are in portion of Vayechi. There is some situation going on outside right now. As we know, it's 10 of Tevet today, and 10 of Tevet is a fasting day tomorrow. We know that the 10 of Tevet is the day that basically the captured Jerusalem, and 17 of Tammuz, they destroyed the wall, and 9 of Av, they burned the temple. So the beginning of the destruction actually start tomorrow. So it's a little bit of a heavy day. You know, for that reason, I always wear my red string on Tevet, on Av, and Tammuz. And that's the time. That's the time, usually. So we know that Vayechi mean livelihood, Chaim. But there is really no space within the parasha. Usually there is space between each section. In Vayechi, you don't see a distance. You're not going to find the distance of between the section. And the idea is, when it says Vayechi Yaakov Be'eretz Mitzrayim, there is no space. So when you look at the Ari, the Zohar commentary, the Zohar said, Mipneba parasha zostuma. Why is this portion doesn't have a small space? Rabbi Yaakov Amar, ki b'shara shemet Yaakov nistemu enem shel Israel. When Yaakov died, everybody become blind. Why? Who was Yaakov? What did Yaakov represent? Yaakov represent balance. Very difficult to be balanced. Everybody can be fanatic or be nothing. Nothing being not spiritual. When somebody has no core of spirituality, they can be as rich as they can be, but they consider zero. You're talking to a zero. You ever talk to a zero? Never, right? Try to remember again. You ever talk to a zero? Okay, let me describe zero to you. Zero, meaning somebody that really, their existence will not add to the spiritual essence of the people. Will not add. You know, I just had a nice time with the young girls here. We talk about a party. Everybody's going to party. And I just described to them in 5 minutes what's going to be saying in a party. Words to words. Without even going to any party. Same words. How are you? How are you doing? Oh my God, let me tell you something. And another go by. 20 years go by, and there is no chaim. No spiritual life. How can that be that a person don't have anything new? Don't you get bored? Even evil get bored. Can I add something spiritual? Vayechi Yaakov. Yaakov was the essence of spirituality. Essence. It was it. It was the balance. It was everything. The question is, how can we become more like Yaakov? It's not about depressing and say we are bad. That's not the goal. What is that we can add to become more like Yaakov? I don't know if you get the notice. Maybe some of you didn't. But usually people live till 120. That's usually the maximum people get. 120 is the maximum, as much as the last 2,500 years. 120 is the limit. You cannot pass 120. Rabbi Akiva, Moshe, that's it, 120. So if you didn't get the notice, I want to make sure that life has an end. You know, you live, and then there is something called death. I don't know if you know. You got that notice? Some people didn't. So then the one important thing you have is something called, not life insurance, time. Okay? Life insurance is important too, but time. So time is, let's say you're too shy. Every time you're too shy, think about how many years you have left until you're going to die. So what are you shy about? What are you shy? You shy about something? Soon, the dirt, warm, some situation. And you got to describe it to yourself as bad as you can. As bad as you can. Every time you're shy, describe it to the details. That's where you're going to be. That's the future of the body. So what are you shy about? What are you shy? So you go out in the middle of the party. Everybody, ooh, 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 party, da, da, da. I want to talk to you about the Zohar. It's not nice. I mean, it's not the right time. Why? Because it's not the right time. When is the right time? When is the right time? Well, when going to cafe, don't do things right when it comes to spirituality. Turn the camera. Don't do things right when it comes to spirituality. Do it, just do it. do it wrong, do it right. If your purpose is to bring people closer to the light, there's no right or wrong. There is only right. It's only right. But if you start thinking, what's the right way? What should I say? Why, I think I wasn't successful inviting people tonight because I spoke too tough or I spoke too soft. Well, don't worry about it. You did it, that's light. All about connecting light. So when it says Nistemu, Met Yaakov, Nistemu in the Shel Israel, all Israelites after Jacob, all of us, we're blind. We don't see anymore anything. But what left is action. 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 You're in a club, you can talk about spirituality, don't worry. It's not the wrong place. Where are you? In the worst place you can think about, talk spirituality. How are they going to say, how are you going to say, don't worry about it. It's not your business to think. So this week, Parasha, we're going to read about three sections, all of them talking about the same thing. How to penetrate things that seem hard of reach from us, specifically love. Because some people gave up on love. Stupidly, they gave up on love. Why they gave up on love? Because we have something called negotiation from last week, or something compromise. Compromise is for people who are not believe that there is good who want to come. For example, how much good you feel you deserve? Then how much good do you want? How much good you desperate to have? And last question, which is the most important, how much good God want to give you? Outside, right now, and I want to be on the camera, we have a gentleman, one of the nicest people in the entire city. He has a little accident. Now he cannot come to the class. He's outside, the young boy. I love this guy. But he has a test. Small accident, no big deal. So the test is what? Is it this week the test? No. You know when is the test? Next week. He's now busy with that now, right? When is the test? Next. What is he going to do next week? It's bring bad memory. I'm not sure I want to go. He's very lucky, by the way. That's mean he was chosen by God to have a gift. Something go wrong, what do you do after? Are you still on your path to go spiritual? I said, I'm not sure. That's what this parasha is all about. He's the luckiest person among all of us now. But what is he going to do? That's up to him. Not to God, up to the person. That's the test. That's the most beautiful test. You're going to have tests. This is life. You got to have it. And you're lucky if you don't have it, something, they left you aside. They don't even believe you can do it. But once God gave it to you, that means somebody up there believe in you. That means Yaakov himself, who left this world, believe in you. He chose you tonight. He chose him. He doesn't know. Don't talk about it, right? He's not even in the room. It's the best thing ever happened. And he's panicking now. And his wife next to him, his father next to him. Balagan, Adam. But he shows a blessing. I don't want to talk about it because if you come in, don't want that. It's good to talk about person when he's not there. Do we have the microphone? Debbie, you have the microphone? What are we starting from? Yeah. 399? 399. Here we go.
You don't need to know, it's fine. The angel who redeemed me from all evil blessed the lads. Rabbi Chia opened the discussion saying, house and riches are the inheritance of fathers. He asks, how can they be the inheritance of fathers as it is the Holy One, blessed be He, who gives a man all he has? He answers, the Holy One, blessed be He, gives a man a house and riches, which he sometimes bequeaths to his son, for whom it is in the inheritance of fathers. But a prudent wife is from Hashem. For when a man merits a wife, he receives her only from the Holy One, blessed be He, who gives her to him only after he is proclaimed throughout the firmament.
Okay, so I don't think we need to explain. Let's continue. Whatever is easy, it's easy. Go ahead.
For the Holy One, blessed be He, matches couples before they come into the world. Men are given a wife they deserve according to their deeds, and all men's actions are revealed to the Holy One, blessed be He. According to the deeds of the righteous, He matches couples before entering the world.
So, I see many girls and guys go to party to meet their soulmate. What's with that? So God say, only in the party I put those couples. That's it. What if you're in the wrong party? You are in Bel Air and they are in Culver City. Alone. The guy is alone for all the girls. Sitting there. Did the party, nobody show up. Because you went to a party in Bel Air, the fancy one. And it's alone, a little, half a bedroom apartment. Not one bedroom, half a bedroom. What do you call it? Studio. Sitting there. Nobody show for his party, because it's a bad party. And, so, it says that soulmate is before they're born. Before, not after. Before they're born, and they bring him down here. And it has to do with the merit of the guy, not of the girl. Very interesting, right? Continue. Where is it? 4:1.
Sometimes they are joined to wit it has been proclaimed before they came into the world that the daughter of so-and-so is destined for so-and-so. But when man perverted his ways, his spouse was then given to another until he rectifies his ways. If he does by the time he is supposed to marry her, the other man is rejected and he comes to take what is his, which means that the other one whom he married, his spouse before he had made the right deed, is now rejected, namely dies, and he receives his spouse from him. This is the most difficult task for the Holy One, blessed be he, to banish one man because of another. Therefore, it is the Holy One, blessed be he, who gives a wife to man, and by him couples are formed. Hence it says, but a prudent wife is from Hashem.
So it's a very scary, I would say. Men will read it, will panic. Women don't mind, but the man is panicking here. Why is he panicking? She killed him. If a woman marry, now you know why men get scared to get married. If a woman marry a man which does not belong to her, and her man in Australia wake up, become spiritual, he starts studying Zohar, now he's on the camera, yalla, get out of here. For that reason, now you need to know the law, the Jewish law. Look at the Jewish law. Amazing law that people think it's primitive. By the Jewish law, when a woman wants divorce from a man, he has to give it to her on the spot. When a man wants divorce in the Jewish law, don't use it, she doesn't have to give it to him. Did you know? That's a weird law. Only in Judaism. When a woman wanted, the man has to give it on the spot, no question asked. Why? Because the Talmud explained, maybe her man woke up, and if you stay in this marriage, God has to get him out. It's disturbing. Soulmate to meet each other. Very scary. For that reason, now you understand the concept, somebody called, I think it's called in English, black widow. I think it's called like that. Yeah. When a woman killed two husbands, the third most probably will die too. Why? Nobody even asks why. Why? Because the first husband was her soulmate. Second husband is not, and that's why the spirit of the first husband who died, kill him. Don't touch my wife, she's mine. And the third one need to know, hey, the second one is gone. It's definitely the soulmate was the first. I'm out of this game. Now you know, it's a very serious thing. Okay, so all of those things has to be taken seriously. Has to be taken seriously. And it's all about soulmate. But what is happening here? Kelkel ma'asav, it's written in the Zohar. He damaged his action. A spiritual man has to understand the reward for being spiritual is that you meet your soulmate. Meet your soulmate. But there is another reward, is to have children for a man, not for a woman. Women don't have to have children, by the way. Women has no mitzvah, no precept to have a child. But a man has to have children. The way a man has children is through the woman. Okay? And you understand, that's the way it goes. You get the notice for that, right? So, the woman is expression of continuation of Zeir Anpin. She is the one who allow him to express himself. So if the woman is not capable of having children like Sarah and Abraham, what she did? She brought Agar, she brought the concubine. He said, I cannot bear a child. Please, you are a tzaddik. Okay? Please, here's your concubine. So Sarah knew her mission, but she knew also she was a soulmate, so she was very confused. It was a very difficult decision for Sarah. Sarah couldn't have children. Abraham couldn't have children. But Sarah blamed herself. She said, maybe something wrong with me. this tzaddik not to have kids, tzaddik on. That's why she brought Agar. And we know later on she had Yitzchak. Many women adopt a kid, and then they become pregnant, the next kid. What happened? Similar to Agar and Sarah. Similar soul. But you need to understand. Let's continue. You know what? I don't want to talk too long on that because we have so much to cover. You go ahead.
Hence, the truth is that the Holy One, blessed be He, gives a man everything. If you say that He gives only a prudent wife and nothing else, come and see. Though the Holy One, blessed be He, prepares but goodness for men, if the man turns from the ways of the Holy One, blessed be He, to the other side, he will receive his due from the other side, to which he cleft together the accusations and evils. He does not receive them from the Holy One, blessed be He, but from the evil side to which he clung because of his deeds.
So, this is a revelation, and I hope it stays with you. God is not punishing you. The dark side punishing you. The dark side punishing you. Every time you are thinking about yourself, and we are thinking about ourselves, when we become selfish, we draw energy from a place. We have some joy. The place where we received the joy was the dark side. The dark side now allowed to do some, God forbid, damage to us. When it's coming to God, God cannot give you the energy when you're doing something wrong. So God cannot punish you for doing something wrong. You've been given now to the dark side. The dark side can do whatever the dark side want to do with you. It's a crazy, crazy concept. So it's very, very important. It's ובכל הרעות יבוא לו מה שיבוא, whatever happened bad to you, to a person, אינם באים לו מן הקדוש ברוך הוא. The bad thing happened to you never come from God. Never. It's because you connect to a different system called the impure system, the negativity. That negativity starts taking care of problem. Health issue, relationship issue, money issue, all kind of issues. But so what most people do? Most people try to fix what? The problem that they get punished for, but they don't fix the original problem. Nobody said, wow, I was connected to the wrong system. Let me now reconnect to the right system. Most people, what they say, oh, I don't have enough money. Let me fix the money issue, relationship issue, health issue. No, man, this is a result of you being connected to the dark side. Don't fix that. Fix the real thing. What's the real thing? Connect to the right column. Connect to the real thing. There's a story from Russia. In Russia, I heard the story from another rabbi in Israel. In Russia, they like honey. And the bear like honey too. I told this story before. So they couldn't find the solution. So they took the beehive, the boxes, and they put it on the tree. But the bear can climb. So one smart guy came up with an idea, and he put a big piece of wood, attached it to a wire, a steel wire, put a strong nail and screw on top of the tree, and put it next to the beehive. So when a bear come and he push that piece, huge piece of wood away, the wood hitting him back. If the bear will be smart, he will climb a little bit higher, take the nails out, and then eat the honey. Same thing with us. We are not taking care of the nail. We are taking care of what they're hitting us. And it's pushing us, we push it harder. When you push it harder, what happens? Hit you harder and then you fall. That's what they solve in Russia with the bear. So the bear will never come and touch their honey. Think about it. Most of the time, do you really solve the roots? Or are you solving what bothers you? When things bothering you, like what happened to our dear friend outside, things bothering you, thank God. Now I know this is the wrong direction. Now what do I need to do? Where is the root of the evil? That's what I got to fix. Let's move on.
Therefore, Solomon says of a wife who is not prudent, and I find more bitter than death the woman. For one draws her to himself by the sins and deeds he commits instead of from the Holy One, blessed be he. Therefore, when the Holy One, blessed be he, takes pleasure in man because of his good deeds, he provides for him a prudent wife and redeems him from the other side.
So the biggest reward of a human being, of a man specifically, is a good wife. So as a woman, do you look at yourself as a gift? Do you look at yourself like, I'm a gift for you? Or you look at yourself, I'm so desperate to be with this man. If you're so desperate to be with that man, you're not a gift. No gift chasing the one want to buy it. You know, the gift itself stay like a gift. Be a gift. Don't be something else than a gift as a woman. As a man, are you changing your path? Are you changing your way so you can find that gift? This is the two level of consciousness. If we don't change, then we get stuck with the same problem. Same problem. If I tell you, you are terribly wrong, are you trying to convince me to say to you, you are terribly right? Or you are trying to change the idea that you are actually wrong? Most people want just people to agree with them. What if they agree with you or something wrong that you do? Think. Change the roots. And the last verse in this section, please.
Jacob therefore said, the angel who redeemed me from all evil means that I was not provided with a wife from the other side, and that my children were not defective, but they were all the righteous and complete to perfection. Since Jacob was redeemed from all evil, the other side, and did not cleave at all to the other side.
So from here we learn something very shocking. Children depends on the woman, not on the man. The man doesn't have that much effect on the children. How do we know that? Where do we have a proof for that? Very simple. Agar and Sarah. Who is the father? Abraham, one father, different kids. So the father can be the same father. But the quality is how they've been cooked in the womb. Women in charge of everything. Everything. In charge of also if you see lately a man with chutzpah, with azut, with the audacity, with all this and that, check their mother. Don't worry about the man. Go to the mother. Go talk to the mom. Check who the mother is. Every time you meet the wrong man, you're dating, this is, tell me about your mom. You will know everything about that person. Mom didn't make sure that kid growing up in the right way. Pregnancy, there's few stages. Pregnancy, second stage is till age 3, second stage till age 13, and the last stage till age 19 and a half. Those are the three stages. You pass those three stages, that's the most important. Until, it's not there. My mom locked me in the house till age 16. Looked like a terrible thing. But if you know where I grew up, you say, smart mom. If you will see the neighborhood where I grew up, I said, smart, to lock you in, better. You know, today it's okay, but then don't go around just like that in that neighborhood. So, good mom, tough mom, not easy mom, okay? First time bad words come out of my mouth, I can tell you now. My mom cut a jalapeno, my cousin remind me, took my tongue out and basically washed my tongue with a jalapeno. That was the last time I said the bad words. My neighborhood, they didn't even say bad word, that gun, knife, killing, drugs, everything. But not in my mom's house. We didn't have money. So my mom make us meatball from old bread. She took the bread, soak it in water, put some eggs, and put the meatball. Would you know that's not meatball? You would never know. You can come up with an idea as a woman. Don't stop to be a victim. I see many women who become victims. Oh, poor me. You become a victim, there is one woman you're talking to, Leah, remember Leah, the wife of Jacob? Leah. I'm going to tell you the story of Leah in a second. But you got to start understanding what is your power. God give you everything. Everything. If the man is bad, check his mom or check yourself. Maybe you are too soft. You're too soft. Shake him up. Do something. What do you mean? Every man wants education. Every man is an insecure creature. And I'm sorry, Yosef, if you listen, or all the men who listen here. Every man is an insecure creature. We study it on Shabbat. Because men come from what? From dirt. Where does the woman come? From the rib. So a man comes from a lower level. So inside the man, the DNA, insecure. When a man tells you he's not insecure, he's lying to you. That's why men cannot stand another man or brag that he's the best. Cannot stand it. Cannot stand other men who speak like that. That's why there is fight. Every man knows that the real man that they respect is the man who down to earth, because we know we come from earth. That's the DNA. As far as you're going to take us, dirt. As women, well, excuse me, we come from the rib. So one step up. It's an upgrading car, 2018, right? Fully loaded. We come from a different system. It's not like you guys from the dirt. We are coming. For that reason, when women have fight, it's very interesting. I grew up with three sisters. They don't easily forgive because they come from a higher level. When a man had a fight, they can either end up with fist fight, screaming, yelling, and after that, they drink beer together. It's a weird thing. Women don't know what to do with this. What happened? You were fighting. Well, no big deal. Who cares? And they continue like nothing happened. And you look, this is stupid. It's not stupid. It's not. It's the idea of bonding through striking. You get bonding, but it starts with the striking. And for that reason, I brought you that part of Jacob, who said, I never marry, he married four women. None of them were coming from the evil side. He could be suspicious. Because who gave him that woman? The master of all evil. What is his name? Lavan. This is two daughters of Lavan. Who's Lavan? The dark lord. He was the number one guy. He destroyed everything. And what he gave him on top of it? Maid. The concubine. You want to tell me that he couldn't do evil? Of course he could. Even those. So Jacob tried to say, even that I was in the worst place in my life, in the lowest of the lows, because I worked myself spiritually, how do I know I'm closer to God? Because God gave me the women around me that will give birth to a children. How do you know that those women are good? Look at the kids. 12 tribe. Who would do such a thing? 12 tribe. 12 from 12 a win. Can you do 12 from 12? Nobody can do 12 from 12. 12 kids, you can have two not so good. No. You get usually 50%, you should be happy. 50% is you did well, you know? But 12 for 12, only Jacob can do such a thing. Impossible. That's what he'd say. He doesn't give the credit to himself. He said, the women God gave me. He gave credit to himself that he was able to marry women like that. And for that reason, King Solomon, what King Solomon said, it's something that they used to say in the old days. He'd say, Motze, I find this woman worse than death. Motze anita isha kasha mimavet. It's a verse they used to say. Motze or matza. There is matza mean I found. Matza isha matza tov. I found a woman I found good. Or I found this woman to be worse than hell. Worse than anything else. How do you know who you marry as a man? It say that there is one thing to test. Midat hachesed. How is this woman do with generosity? Generosity, one test. Generosity. Okay, generosity. I always tell guys, I'm not telling you, you must. I tell guys, when you're going on a date, reach out to her plate. If she acting like a dog, meaning she, I don't know how many of you have dogs, more than one, if you have two dogs, and you put, I don't know the name of those food they put with a can and Bamba, whatever, those little thing that coming in. Don't know the name. Bonzo, Schmonzo, I don't know. What?
Kibble.
Kibble? Kibble. So you put all this food. My days, 35 years ago, we get the food from the kitchen, what leftover. Today, the can, organic, gluten-free. My God. Sugar-free, fat-free. Those dogs, like, no dog anymore. Soon I'm going to buy them clothes, too. Oh, my God. Unbelievable. I'm sure they do. I'm sorry. I'm forgetting the subject now. Where was I? I went too far with the dogs thing.
Generosity.
Huh?
Generosity.
Generosity. So when you get to the woman plate and she's like, no good. I said, pay the check. It will be the cheapest thing you're ever going to do. I said, well, but why should I pay it and get out? Get a stomachache. Generosity is the first sign of a female. If there is no generosity, I said, what left? Generosity. And every woman has to ask herself, am I generous? Somebody takes something from me. Am I generous? Somebody wants to borrow your earrings. It's very touch, your watch, your car, your blanket, your bed, your pillow, your shoes. What's the limit? That's how you know who you are. Always test yourself. Because men, true men, have ego to give. You have to know, men, if a man don't give, automatically that's come from a different place. Men is actually selfishness is for them to give, to pay the check. Let me pay the check, you know. like Italian. Let me take care of that. That's on me. Like, keep the change. It's a man. A man who doesn't have it is a female soul. Because the men enjoy to pay. He want to impress. He want to show. Hey, me. So it's a different story. So you cannot test the man on generosity because that's a show off. But a woman who cannot give, that's what Jacob said. All those women just want to give. They dedicate their life just to give birth to the Yaakov children. It's all what they want. Rachel was dying while she was giving birth to Benjamin. He didn't care. I have the merit. Before she died, I have the merit to give two children to this man. And she died. Didn't care. That's all what she want. Generosity. Now let's look at that woman that nobody speak about. Okay? The most famous, but people don't talk about her. Let's read that part. 270, please.
Come and see. The patriarchs merited to be buried in the cave of Machpelah together with their spouses. Jacob was buried with Leah. Why was Rachel not buried with him? Especially when it says, and Rachel was barren, which is the indication that she was the foundation of the house. He answers, Leah was more worthy of Jacob since she bore six tribes into the world from the holy stock. Thus, she was given to him as a spouse in the cave.
How many of you never have been in the Machpelah, in the where the mother and father bury? All of you have been there, I hope? Anybody who not have been? Okay. So when you go to the Machpelah, to the right you have Abraham and Sarah, Yitzchak and Rebecca, and then to the left you have Yaakov and Leah. Yaakov would never go and marry Leah if it's not for Rachel. He fall in love with her sister. He didn't fall in love with her. He want Rachel. So the Zohar ask a question. Put Rachel there. That's essence. Where is Rachel buried? Somewhere else. Put her. Bethlehem. You know? Bethlehem. Shama. Away. Alone. On the border between what today is the Palestinian and the Jew. Are there. Fight always there. The famous church where they claim Jesus born, or he went there, or he went to the Nazareth. All that story, you know, whatever true or not true, I'm not here to claim it's true or not true, it's not my business. But alone, she's alone. And Leah, next to her husband Jacob. He said, why? Why did Leah did that Rachel didn't? On top of it, Rachel gave birth to this man named Jacob. She only gave two kids. Leah, six boys, one girl. Don't forget the girl, Dinah. What is Leah? Let's understand Leah now.
Rabbi Yehuda said Leah used to stand every day by the highway and weep for Jacob, that he would marry her. For she heard he was righteous. She thus prepared herself through prayer. It says, and Leah's eyes were weak, since she rose early and sat by the highway to pray.
Crying non-stop. Non-stop, not to Yaakov. It sounds like it's for Jacob, for God. So God, this man is righteous. I'm begging you, make that happen. It's a righteous man. I'm not giving up until it happens. Question is for you. It's a Vayechi. Vayechi in Kabbalah, the Ari said, is Malchut de Rosh. Malchut de Rosh meaning, this is the Malchut of Keter. Malchut of Keter, meaning that this parasha represents the mother of all desire. How desperate you are to get what you want. Unfortunately, I find many people who have great desire, great hope, great expectation, maybe. That's the word, expectation. You know, hope give birth to expectation. Expectation give birth to desire. And desire, for few people, give birth to desperation. I don't find a lot of people with desperation. People are not into change. I spoke to a wonderful rabbi today, two rabbis today, one rabbi yesterday, three rabbis actually. Lately, I'm talking to many rabbis, you know. And I was fascinating that all of them are looking how to improve their place. So they called me for that, one called me that. One person, I'm actually going to join him and do things with him. The other one I might join later. But people have desire to make this universe better, to make their place better, and it's unbelievable. And now they change it from hope to desire and almost desperation. What is your desire to do with your life? Or you believe you're getting too old? or you believe you lost your chances, or I don't know what else to tell you that is your excuse, because I don't know what you're thinking. But how far are you fighting for what you want? Because if you don't, I tell you what will be the reward for people who not fight. Not reward, the punishment. You want to know what the opposite of that? Depression. People who don't fight with desperation get a nice gift. It's called depression. You know what the depression is? People who gave up the level of the desire. If your desire yesterday was 10 and today is 5, the 5 doesn't stay empty. The 5 get fulfilled with depression. It becomes sad. It becomes victim. Why not me? What's happening? Life is going by. I'm not doing anything. I don't know what to do anymore. Let me think what to do. Let me write it down. What did I say in the beginning of the class? You don't think. You do. You chase. You do everything in your power to get what you want. Leah, it's not your soulmate. It's your sister. I'm going to cry. But it's cry. Cry is not mean just tears, guys. Cry mean I know I am, it's not in my movie to marry Yaakov. You know who was her soulmate before she cried? Esav, Esau, his brother. Esau was her soulmate. She knew it. She said, oh my God, the movie cannot end up this way. But it is. This is from heaven. You meant to be with Esau. That's your man. She go to God. God, please, I got to change this situation. No, this is it. I'm going to, what she did, cry every day. She said, if God has mercy in him, I'm receiving mercy today. I'm not giving up. And every day she start fresh. Every morning, fresh tears. Fresh excitement to pray. Fresh excitement to change. Let me make an effort. And unfortunately, some people make money easily. Let's talk money for a second. So money let's say you make $1 million a year. Okay, let's say. Not so bad. $1 million can make you happy. You have $1 million a year. You have good apartment, good house. Life is good. Where are you going to build up a new desire? How are you going to build up a new desire when life is good? You can't. It's already good. You already worship the golden calf, gold money or whatever. It's wonderful. I cannot have a desire when I have everything. I can't. Leah, not such a bad life. Lavan, very rich man, her father. Very rich man. Esau was also rich. He's also a son of who? Of Isaac. Don't forget, Esau is the son of Isaac. He's a famous guy, a famous dude, right? Don't forget. So you can say, you know what? Let's compromise. Come on. I mean, why it have to be Jacob? Come on. Bring one level down. Why you have to raise your bar? Why do you have to raise your expectation? Many women would be very happy to marry Esav. Esau, many women. In the Torah, it looked like, oh, bad guy. But if you understand, in those days, Esau was big shot. So it's Jacob and Esau, one level down, number two. Now, what's wrong with number two? If you get number five, you should be happy too. Number one, number two. Let's take number two. It's a big deal. What's the big deal? No, I want that, and I'm not going to compromise. Leah. So next time you go into Marat HaMachpelah and you meet Leah, you go there with kavod. You go there with respect. You walk into a room, and she very well next to him. She's not going anywhere. She's there. Who is next to Leah and Yaakov? Adam and Eve. Close the circle. Adam and Eve is here. Yitzchak and Rebecca, I guess. Jacob and Leah here. And Avram and Sarah is here. So, right? Leah and Eve. Like to show what a woman is. To show what a woman is. Continue. It's funny. It's almost for women, the lecture tonight. I don't know what's going on. Maybe I was affected by the supermarket last night. Something weird happened to me in the supermarket. I went to buy a bar. I don't have the picture here, but it say it was made by women. I said, what is it? New thing in LA? It was made in a woman facility. And I'm looking. My wife and me looking at this. I said, what's that going on? What, this men facility now, women facility? Why they have to put this separation? We are almost like living the universe because I'm right, I'm going to destroy the other side. Don't do that. I don't want to say I'm sad, but I'm confused, like what's going to be. I think my generation was great generation. You know, and next generation is almost like, don't know what to say, what to do, what left for them. There is no, I don't know the words for growth, but I'm sure God with his merciful way will add something new to the universe, you know? But it's very different. I don't like it, I'm separate from it. In my time, I don't like it, let's change it, let's shape, let's fight. Without calling the lawyer, the judge, and the government, and all the other campaign, we can fight. Can we fight about it? No, my lawyer will call you. It's a different time. I can't even have a decent argument. I'm nervous when I get into an argument. I see your point. It's my new verse. I see your point. And you know, I'm Scorpio. For me to say, I see your point. Goodbye. That's what I'm, my new verse. I see your point. No, I don't see your point, but I have to say I see your point. You lose, I lose, everybody lose. Ah, Leah. Let's read about Leah more. Did I move the page? Yeah.
Rachel never went to the highway to ask to be married to Jacob like Leah did. For this, Leah was privileged to be buried with him, and Rachel is by the highway buried there. This is the meaning of the words, and as for me, when I came from Padan, Rachel died by me. What is by me? It means because of me in the land of Canaan on the way, because of me, she died on the way, for she never went out of for my sake to pray like her sister.
Now, we cannot judge Rachel. I want to make sure. Nobody judge Rachel here. She's righteous. But Rachel get the gift. Jacob was her gift from another lifetime. Oops. Gift. Where is Rachel buried now? On the highway. Are you aware of that? She's not buried next to anything. She's now on the highway. Do what Leah did. When Leah on the highway. Leah was there, praying to God, screaming, yelling. Not with what people might think of me, what they're going to say of me. Oh my God, it's not the right dress, not the right shoes. Nonsense of our generation. People think of you. What, you are approval addiction? Enough. You have opportunity. Pray, connect, and miracle happening. Miracle happening. Leah. Don't need to go to the highway anymore. Actually, yeah. Rachel gets Jacob as a gift. Where's Rachel? In the highway. What she does? She's praying for everybody who passes by. Red string comes from Rachel. It's for all the people. What does Rachel give us? All the power of reminding us. You want something, you better go for it. You better go for it and go for it bad. You go for it like no tomorrow. Don't go with calculation. Don't go there, I'm going to compromise. Let me think. I think that's a better way. I think that's not such a better way. Oh. What happened to your desire? What happened to your original desire? How does it look like when you want something? Are you yelling, screaming, crying, emotionally going like no tomorrow? Or you say, why not? Why not? Why not? Let me try it. There's no why not in desire. You go for it, you go all the way. You go for it, you go all the way. If there is one lesson that I always work on my kids to learn, is have more desire. It's my nightmare. My nightmare will be if I see my kids don't want enough what they really want. That would be like something that can make me depressed or cry or go down. Can I have always a desire for more? Always more. Once you get to the greedy, balance it. But if you have no desire, what are you going to change? What are you going to change? Desire, always. Once you get out of this door, that's when the start. What do you want? How do you approach what you want? Are you afraid of the rejection? Then you don't really want it. You want it because you want it. But what are you afraid of the rejection if something that you want? Right? We're in the city of Hollywood. Everybody wants to be a star. When you approach being a star, how do you approach it? Are you approach it like, no, tomorrow, this is it? Or you approach it, okay, let me try this movie too. Let me try this role. Let me try. Everything is important for you. It's not about them. It's about you. They are not the one who makes the decision. God makes the decision. You have to show one thing, desire, desperation, T tears, not giving up. I hope it's clear. And last verse, or last two verses in this section, please.
Since Leah went and wept by the highway for Jacob, she merited to be buried with him. Rachel, who did not want to go out to pray for him, was therefore buried by the highway. The secret of this matter is that the one is disclosed and the other undisclosed.
So this is a little Kabbalah. Rachel is basically revealed, Malchut, revealed. Leah is concealed. Okay, it's I cannot go into all the details of Kabbalah because it takes a long time. But just understand that not everything that is concealed is less. What's concealed is actually more, and what revealed is not a lot. So the thing that comes easy to you, that's when you have no desire. And the thing that don't come easy to you, that's when you should have desire. And last one.
Come and see. The righteous Leah shed many tears in order to be the portion of Jacob instead of that of the evil Esau. Hence, we learn that any man who sheds tears before the Holy One, blessed be he, even if punishment was already given, will have the verdict annulled, and the punishment will not have any effect upon him. Whence do we know that? From Leah, for it was decreed that Leah would be in the portion of Esau, but through her prayer she was married to Jacob and not Esau.
So, are you sitting at night on the floor, begging the Creator, say, Divine God in heaven, I'm not giving up. I know you want to give it to me, but you want more pray. Don't give up. Just stop giving up. Stop giving up. Just stop giving up. There is, from God, there is an answer for your prayer. But sometimes it's not enough just to scratch the ceiling. It's not enough. The Kotzke Rebbe was a rabbi from Poland. He buried in Poland. A tough rabbi, very tough, way tougher than me. Like I'm like maybe the dust to his feet. I'm comparing myself to the toughest, not to his scholar. I'm not even a dust at that level. But it's good to mention his name, Kotzke Rebbe. When I say I'm not even that, so I'm not even supposed to mention that I'm not even that. That was a mistake too. So I'm sorry for the ego came out like that. So the Kotzke Rebbe said, when a person been born, they throw him from heaven with like a ladder. So he come down. As he come down to earth, they take the ladder up to the sky. And then there is few type of people. That's what the Kotzke Rebbe described it. They want to jump and try to reach the ladder because they see the beginning of the ladder and they want to reach to the heaven again. And they give up and they go home. Then the second type, the one who jump non-stop. And they break a leg, they break, but after that they can't jump anymore, so they go. Then you have the third type, he said. The one who jump, break a leg, fix the leg, jump again, start bleeding. Only for those people, the Creator, the Divine, the Mighty One, put the ladder down, all the way down to the feet, and the angels start putting the person go up to heaven. And that's what the Kotzke Rebbe described that part, a desire. What is it you want that you don't have? You think God don't want to give it to you? Everything you think about right now, okay? All the thought, right now. That's exactly what God want to give you. Be desperate about it. Don't go just for a rabbi, for blessing, priest, whatever it is, or some magic trick. There's one magic that works for everybody. Desire. Desire, guys. Have more desire. Have more desire. If you don't have more desire, I'm sorry, the depression will kick in. Now, there is a shocking story in the Zohar. Unfortunately, we don't have that much time, but I want you to read it. Anyway, we're going to read it as fast as we can. It's easy to understand, so no big deal. Here we go. Shocking story. Talk about desire again. The entire Zohar is about desire this week. Go ahead.
Rabbi Yitzchak was sitting sadly one day by the door of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda came out and found him sitting sadly at his door. He said to him, "What is the matter today?" He said to him, "I come to you to ask you three things. The first is that when you say words of Torah, and you shall say the things that I said, say them in my name so as to mention my name. Also, that you shall teach my son Joseph the Torah, and that you shall go to my grave all the 7 days of mourning and pray for me." He said to him, "How do you know you are going to die?" Rabbi Yitzchak said to him, "My soul departs from me every night, but it does not enlighten me with dreams as before. Moreover, when I pray, I reach the part of the who hears prayers. I look at my shadow upon the wall, but do not see it. I think it shall die, since the shadow is gone from me and cannot see it. For a herald comes forth and proclaims, as it is written, surely every man walks in a shadow. As long as his shadow is not gone from him, every man walks, and his spirit within him. Once a man's shadow is no longer seen, he passes away from this world. Rabbi Huda said to him, it is also derived from the verse, because our days upon earth are a shadow. Rabbi Huda said to him, I shall carry out your requests, but I also ask that you shall reserve a place for me by you in the other world, as I was by your side in this world. Rabbi Yitzchak wept and said, please do not go away from me all these days.
So before I'm continuing, it's a weird conversation. Now the old disciple is going to die. Now Rabbi Yehuda say, I will do your son, the grave, everything. But deal is a deal. It's got to be Persian, right? I mean, it's got to be Esfahani or something, right? I mean, he's right away making a deal. What's the deal? Hey, don't forget, when you go up to heaven, what do you say? Keep me a seat next to you, okay? But it's not what you think it is. It's a spiritual rules that they want to study together Torah. Because they want to study together Torah, they want to be next to each other. But we learn a few things about the shadow. We learn about 30 days before a person died, they know. 30 days before a person died, they know right away. Because people come to take them. So this is a conversation I want to show you. Now let's go to the story. Here we go. Where are we? 147?
They went to Rabbi Shimon.
They went to the master.
And found him occupied with the Torah. Rabbi Shimon lifted up his eyes and saw the angel of death running and dancing before Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Shimon stood up, held Rabbi Yitzchak by the hand and said, I decree that whoever is wont to come to me shall enter, and who is not wont shall not come. Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Yehuda came in. And he thus kept the angel of death remaining outside, unable to come in.
Shocking. Rabbi Shimon, solution, Zohar, Tikkuni Zohar, everything. So whoever is welcome in my place can enter. The one who's not, stay out of my house. Rabbi Shimon can actually say that. All right? Let's see how we develop his desire here.
Rabbi Shimon looked and saw that his time had not come to die until the eighth hour of the day. Rabbi Shimon placed him before him and studied the Torah with him. Rabbi Shimon said to his son, Rabbi Lazar, sit at the door, and whoever you see, do not speak with him. If he shall want to enter, swear he may not enter.
So, because the angel of death can have different shape. So it can come in different shape. He said, I don't care what you see outside, nobody come in. Nobody, he said to his son, you cannot let, and I don't know if you know, but his son was a big guy, a huge guy. Okay, he was the biggest guy in the Talmud. All right? It's an interesting story.
Rabbi Shimon said to Rabbi Yitzchak, have you seen your father's image today, or have you not? For we have learned that when a man departs from the world, his father and relatives are there with him, and he sees and recognizes them. And all those with whom he will dwell in the other world, in the same grade, all gather to be with him, and accompany his soul to its dwelling place. Rabbi Yitzchak said, until now I have not seen the image of my father.
So now check the doctor, check the spiritual doctor, Rabbi Shimon, check. Did you see what people see before they die? Say, no, okay. Let's see what he's taking it down.
Rabbi Shimon stood up and said, Master of the universe, we have a certain Rabbi Yitzchak with us, one of the seven eyes here, to wit, one of the seven students who remained alive when they went out of the Holy Assembly. Behold, I hold him. Give him to me. A voice resounded saying, the throne of his master, namely the Nukva, has approached union, through the wings of Rabbi Shimon. Behold, Rabbi Yitzchak is yours, and you shall come with him when you shall sit in the throne at the time Rabbi Shimon will part from the world. Rabbi Shimon said, certainly I shall do so and bring him with me when I will depart from the world.
Now you know why we light two candles on Lag BaOmer. One for Rabbi Shimon, one for Rabbi Yitzchak. One for Rabbi Shimon, one for Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak, because Rabbi Shimon say, I bring him with me when I go, that's when he brought him in. Okay, but look at the desire of Rabbi Shimon. There is decree of death. It's 8 hours. It's gone. No. I got to negotiate the deal. Now, Leah, Rabbi Shimon, look how things work in the universe, and we are blind. For that reason, Vayechi Yaakov, Nistemu, and Em Shel Israel. The eyes of Israel become blind. What does that mean? We don't even see the opportunity. We look at things like, that's a decree. What can I do? God doesn't love me. No. God loves you. Like I explained what happened outside. God loves you. He gives you that opportunity to see how much desire you're going to have next time. It's a test. Can you have big desire next time? And it continued.
While he was speaking, Rabbi Elazar saw the angel of death departing. He said, no sentence stands at the place of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon said to his son, Rabbi Elazar, come here and hold Rabbi Yitzchak, for I see he's afraid. Rabbi Elazar entered and held him, and Rabbi Shimon turned to the study of the Torah.
So the beautiful, they stay human even if they know all of that. Say, so I see that he's scared, let's help him, that he will be okay. Continue.
Rabbi Yitzchak slept and saw his father. His father said to him, son, happy is your portion in this world and in the world to come. For you sit among the leaves of the tree of life in the Garden of Eden. A great and strong tree in both worlds is Rabbi Shimon, who holds you in his boughs. Happy is your portion, my son.
Whoever studies Zohar, you need to know your merit that you study Zohar. When you study Zohar, it's like Rabbi Shimon do it for you too. Every time there is a problem, say Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Always, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Please. Hold the Zohar, read the Zohar, do something, and he's holding your hand to get you out of it. You have to remember those things. Remember, he's holding your hand wherever you go. It's not just about Rabbi Yitzchak, it's about us. Any problem you have, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, I need help. Even if you don't deserve it, don't be busy with that. Deserve it, don't deserve it. Like Leah, she didn't deserve Yaakov. Fight. Fight to want. Let them decide if you deserve it or not. Not your business. You gotta want. Continue.
He said to him, Father, what am I there in the world of truth? He said to him, for 3 days they have been hastily preparing your chamber with open windows to shine upon you from the four directions of the world. I have seen your place, rejoiced, and said, happy is your portion, son. Only your son has not yet studied the Torah, and I was sorry for this. Even now, 12 righteous men from among the friends were preparing to come to you. As they were going, a sound went forth in all of the world. Friends who stand here, bedek yourself for Rabbi Shimon, who has asked a request of the Holy One, blessed be he, that Rabbi Yitzchak shall not die, and it was granted.
How beautiful is this? Tell me, how beautiful is this? We're looking at this world, and yes, we have body, this body, the little kid. Okay, the little kids will make us crazy. I want this, I want this, I want this, I want kavod, I want that one. But in the end of the day, is how much have we accomplished with the soul, with our spiritual soul, and now we're taking our soul to the next level. And a lot of time we are busy with not important things. You know, who respect me, who doesn't respect me. And that's for that reason, there is rules. There is a rules of spiritual engagement, how you engage with your soul, with your life. And you need to understand this moment when you're coming here and study with me, it's a very serious business, not just information, intellectual understanding. It's a very important for each and every one of us, for the teacher, for the student, for everybody. Question, how many souls on the way here you saw and you say, I cannot change them, they don't want to come? How many of them you gave up on them? It's a very serious, it's not a study. You have to look at it like when you bring them here, even if they don't like it, even if they fall asleep. I had one time a class with three people lying on the floor. So my wife saw me. I moved from New York into Florida. My wife came to the class. You see one person lying on the floor. He said, what's the story with you? I say, he has a back pain. He's my number one student. He has a spine surgery twice, and he can. And the only way he can study is by on the floor. He can move. And he asked me if I will allow him to do it. I said, of course, lying on the floor, don't worry about it. He's on the floor, and everybody, you know, look at me. They're still my friend, by the way, all those people. Still my friend. And I'm sure they also watch it. And I said to him, why? I said, this guy has more desire than me. The guy has desire. This is my example. He's lying on the floor. He can have pain. He has debt. He doesn't have that much money because he can't pay. He does everything in his power to be here, to pay, to do everything he can to be here. That desire, I want to be inspired by him. Every time I see him, I get motivated. So, wow, there's a human being like that in the world. I want to touch him. I want a piece of that dust that I can have it. Every time you see somebody with a strong desire, get impressed. Even desire for money, don't be judging those people. The one who have desire, money, desire for party, desire for life, desire. But, of course, bring them on the way here. You are traveling, you have a car. Open the door, put person inside your car, say, hey, come with me. What are you going to do? Fall asleep in the class. Don't worry about it. You don't have to listen. Person coming here, slowly, slowly, his soul, which is the lowest part, the nefesh. The nefesh of the nefesh, even if they don't understand anything by being here, even if they go to the bathroom and come back only for 2 minutes. 2 minutes. You already did something. But you need to have a desire to help. You have a desire to have mercy on them. You cannot just leave them home. Leave them in the street. No. Your achievement is how many people you save. Leah didn't give up, guys. Rabbi Shimon didn't give up. Rabbi Yehuda didn't give up. Rabbi Yitzchak didn't give up. Rabbi Lazar didn't give up. Jacob didn't. Those people don't give up. They just say, yeah, they don't like me. They will judge me. Who cares? I'm doing it. Because eventually, last thing, there is this question. In Judaism, you're not allowed to cremate a person. Cremation. Why? Because it says in the Bible, me'afar bata ve'afar tashuv, from dirt you came, from dirt you're going to go to. Why is that? Because when you go to Macy's and you buy a shirt or any other store, there is this magnet on it, right? The magnet. What do you do with a magnet? You go to one machine, take the pin and the magnet, and then you can buy the shirt. What is that machine? It's like the ground. The ground holds the body strong, and then the soul can be going out for reincarnation, Garden of Eden, or whatever it is. You don't give the person a chance. The person can never have a chance to go to the next level. And I'm sure you have many questions about it. I'm not going to answer now. Now it's about reincarnation and stuff. But what I'm trying to say by that, there is a question. What if the person signed with a lawyer that after he die, he want to be cremated? It's the one thing you're not allowed to, respect. If they, because what they tell you, what the rabbi will tell you, now after they die, they are wishing for you not to do what they ask. Because then when they were alive, they didn't know. Same thing with study of Torah, study of Kabbalah. When you bring a person here, they hate you for that. But slowly, slowly, once the soul been touched by the light, not by my words or the Torah, the Zohar, by the light, they wake up and said, why didn't you do it earlier? I was not born into those things. My mother tried since I'm young. She put me in an Orthodox school and all this and that. My father grew up an orphan. He has issue with God. So a family that one side say God does not exist, the other side said it's only God. Can you imagine? And I took my father's side. My father makes sense to me, you know? So going with my mom didn't make sense. But my mom never gave up. Every year she traveled to Rabbi Shimon alone. My father would never go with her. Go on the bus with 50 people, staying there, come back 5 a.m. and then go to work. Not like taking a break. Non-stop. I want some change happening in my life. Change happened. And I always tell her, mom, you didn't give up, huh? You didn't give up. And when I told her last year, I went to Rabbi Shimon and say, my mom was like, I did it. I said, I know you did it. Thank you. You know, and it's amazing, like, the desire. And I'm just hope for everybody here and everybody at home that this lecture affects you to want more. More. Can't sit still and say it will be okay. It will not be okay. It will not be okay. And if it will be okay, then you become like Rachel, that okay come to you, but you don't do anything. So take an area in your life that definitely is difficult, and make it happen. Even if you didn't make it happen, on the way to try to make it happen, that's good enough. And the next time you say, I'm going to make it happen, this, don't, what do you think? You think that Megillat Esther in Iran, in Hamadan, you think it happened in one day? Like the story of Purim? We talk about 13 years, guys. 13 years. What do you think, the temple was destroyed overnight? Tonight was the time that they surrounded the wall of Jerusalem. Asara B'Tevet. Then she was there, and years. We are sitting there, microwave. 2 minutes, popcorn. Years, years. I love you, I gotta go. God bless you, thank you.